Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are celebrating the holiday season by inviting in Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Lorraine Lesniak is here, the director of Courthouse. Welcome back, Lorraine.
Hi, everybody.
Nice to see you here again. It's been a while. It's been, almost a year.
Almost a year, yeah.
Almost a year since we've had Courthouse in the studio and talking about the wonderful things that are happening at a great facility that's not too far away from the University of Rhode Island in beautiful, Kingston, correct?
West Kingston.
But right on Route 138, right near the train station is the easiest way to find it. If you haven't been there, it's a great facility. They do all kinds of things, and we'll be talking to Lorraine about some of those. But tonight, we're specifically going to be talking about A Christmas Carol, and the Big Nazo Puppets are featured in that. And one of the stars of the show is here this evening, and Mary Pevere. Welcome, Mary. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you. I'm so glad to be classified as a star.
Yes. Well, I think that's right. I mean, you're in the production. And you're there every time it's performed, right?
I am, and I'm Frosty the Snowman. So if you come out and you see the show, you'll know it's me, the star that's Frosty.
The star that's Frosty. All right. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about the show. It's not the traditional Christmas Carol, right, Mary? This is a little bit different.
Yeah, it's not the traditional. It still gives the same meaning of a Christmas, but it's lots and lots of fun. There's some innuendos there that people will be able to pick up on. Children singing. It's just a good time for everybody to come out and get into the Christmas spirit.
Like the Christmas time of year should be. So that's a great thing. Tonight, Christmas Carol is not a musical, so we won't be playing music from that production. So we're going to mix in some songs tonight. Some of Mary's favorite songs will be played, some of mine, some Lorraine, we'll even let you choose one a little bit later on, but let's get back to the courthouse in general, and let's ask Lorraine about the dates that A Christmas Carol, it's already in production, it's already been running, and when does it run till?
It runs till the 21st of December. The shows run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m., and we have matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m.,
So five more chances after tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock to get into the theater. The tickets have been selling well, but there are a few left, so if they'd like to get tickets, do they call you, or do they? Where do they do?
They can either go to brownpapertickets.com, or they can go to call me at 782-1018, 401-782-1018.
782-1018.
Yes.
And operators are standing by, as I say.
I'm the only operator, so yes, I'll be standing by.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say operators are standing by. So, it's a big deal. All right, let's get to the first piece of music that we have. And Mary, you told me that one of the songs that's in the show is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
This isn't someone from your cast singing this, but we'll let people at home try to figure out who it is. Should be familiar to most of our audience singing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, now the audience at home has to guess who that was. And if you guess correctly, you'll win, let's see, what can we give Mary? How about a two-week vacation at your house?
That would be great. I would love to have them. The more, the merrier.
All right, yes. So there we go.
And I'm located right near the courthouse, so if you can make the vacation within the next week or so, you can come see the play. I'll throw that in.
Oh, there you go. Maybe you'd be surprised. We may have some takers. That was Andy Williams, of course, who... little trivia for you, Lorraine. Mary might know this, but you might not, that Andy Williams got his start in a barbershop quartet called the Williams Brothers. See that? So that we always try to segue into barbershop music at some point in time.
Absolutely.
All right. And you are not just Frosty the Snowman. That was a little bit of an inside joke. You are, but you also are Mrs. Fezziwig, correct?
I'm Mrs. Fezziwig, yes. And Mrs. Fezziwig, well, Mr. and Mrs. Fezziwig did own the company at one time. Mr. Fezziwig decided to retire, so Mrs. took over this company.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. loves Christmas and loves her employees. So she's going to throw a great Christmas party for all her many employees. And you can see that Christmas scene at Courthouse Center for the Arts.
All right, there you go. So a little bit different there. So we got rid of the Mister, and was he caught fooling around or something, or we don't know.
My husband,
no.
Mr. Fezziwig? Of course not.
Oh, all right.
No.
Well, you know about the intrigue involved here.
He purchased a trailer and he just wanted to see the country. So he's off doing something while I'm managing the company, keeping him in the style he's accustomed to.
All right. Well, the other role of Frosty the Snowman, of course, we have to play that song. So let's get to Frosty the Snowman.
Thank you.
Mary, I can't wait to see you in your frosty suit. That's going to be a special treat. I look forward to that. Lorraine, I mentioned at the top of the show that the Big Nozzle puppets are involved in this, and how does that work exactly?
The Big Nozzle puppets actually play the four ghosts in Christmas Carol. They play the past, present, and future, and he also plays the...
So we have past, present, and future. That would be three.
And Marley.
And Marley,
and Marley,
yes.
That would be the fourth
Jacob
one.
Marley.
Okay.
Yes.
Jacob Marley. Okay.
This is a second annual Christmas Carol at the courthouse with the Big Nozzle puppets, and he has given us three new puppets for this year. He creates these in his laboratory on Eddy Street in Providence, and they are larger than life.
It sounds like laboratory should be the the way you should say that. It sounds like he creates them, and like young Frankenstein,
right,
or something. Yeah,
he does. He does, actually.
He does. But if you haven't seen Big Nozzle, I can't imagine there's anyone in southern New England that hasn't, or in New England that hasn't seen Big Nozzle. But if you haven't, here's a great chance to do so. It's always interesting. He has some great characters. Lots of times you'll see him doing his work at Waterfire and Providence and lots of other places around. So it's great to have them as part of the show. And Mary, do you get to dance or interact with any of the puppets?
Well, not really, because they are ghosts, so I do not see them at all.
They're
in the background making all these little, sometimes snide remarks, but we don't acknowledge them at all.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see. As far as acknowledging is concerned, we did ask you what some of your favorite tunes were for the holiday season, and you told me that you had an Ella Fitzgerald song that you liked a lot that we'll go out of this segment with called Sleigh Ride. So one of Mary's favorites now, and we'll play Sleigh Ride, then take a short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Stay right together with you. Stay right together with you. Stay right together with you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Courthouse Center for the Arts, Lorraine and Mary, who are involved in A Christmas Carol. Lorraine as director of the Center for the Arts, and that's it's gone through some transitions over the last few years. At one point in time, it was a facility where they had dance classes and art shows and all of that sort of thing. Then it kind of got into the musical or play performance type of thing. And then a few years ago, you got involved, and it's starting to change back to a more universal building and being used for all kinds of things, right?
Yes. We brought it back to an all-cultural, all-art center, and anybody can rent the space or come in and perform or do whatever they'd want to do artistically.
So if I had a group, which I do, and as I've done in the past, we've gone in and actually hypothetically rented the space and used it, and or Courthouse, under your guidance, sometimes will produce its own shows, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and what's coming up down the road for Courthouse?
We have a music series coming up with James Montgomery on January 10th, John Forcoli on February 21st, Melanie on March 21st.
Wow.
And there's several other artists coming in to do shows.
Is that Melanie of I Love My Roller Skates or whatever?
Yes, it is.
See,
yeah, wow. John Forcoli. Can you sing one of his tunes?
I can't.
I'd really love to see you tonight.
Oh, see. Yeah, right. That was pretty good, Lorraine.
Yeah.
Now, you've been in the theater business for quite a while, and you have people that work with you at the Courthouse, people that do lighting and sound and things like that. Tell us about that.
We have a young gentleman. His name is Anthony D'Antuano. I met Anthony as a student at Exeter West Greenwich High School when I was involved in the drama department there. I was involved in Exeter West Greenwich drama for about 7 years, and he was my technical guy back then. And I called him up and I said, hey, you want to try this out at the Courthouse? And he came in at Odd Couple when I first started at the Courthouse, uh-huh. And he's there permanently.
It's funny how some of those things stick. I remember Odd Couple. I mean, I think your logo was a sneaker and a dress shoe, right?
Yes, it was.
See how those things just kind of stick with you. And
yes.
So that was a good logo. I remember it.
Yep.
So the Courthouse continues to put on all kinds of things. And as far as paintings and sculptures and things like that, that's frequently done there too, right?
Yes, we have a resident artist right now. He loaded in at the beginning of December. His name is Jim Bush. He's from Warren, Rhode Island. His artwork is on display right now in our galleries.
So that's a wonderful thing. If you get to go to one of the shows, if you go to Christmas Carol, you can always see other things at the building as you're going through the building.
Yes, we usually load in and out artists about every 60 days. So if you're interested in displaying at the Courthouse, please contact me at the Courthouse.
And they're always changing. That's a good thing. Mary, A Christmas Carol is not your first time to be at Courthouse, right? You've done a couple things there in the past, right? Or just A Christmas Carol last year and this year?
Yes, just last year and
okay.
This year. Yeah, I'm also in a chorus, Coastline Show Chorus. Which
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Well, they're an excellent a cappella women's group, and they actually sang at the Courthouse
a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Right.
Did a show there. Uh-huh. So that keeps you busy between your acting and your singing. And selecting holiday music for this show, because this next one that we talked about that's coming up, you probably don't even remember you selected, but it's because I don't think you did. I think I did.
Oh.
It's a Cyndi Lauper song, and we'll let everybody listen to this one.
Stop.
Well, that's a little bit of a different version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And Cyndi Lauper always has something just a little bit different. And you actually have this tune within the show, not the Cyndi Lauper version, but another one, right, Mary?
Oh, yes, we do. When Mrs. Fezziwig throws her big company party, of course, there's lots of dancing and music, and we dance to Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Actually, we try and get audience members to participate. So if anybody likes to dance, come on over.
That's your chance. If you'd like to dance with Mary, you can do Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree with her. And if you don't like to dance, you can just sit there like a lump, and that's fine too. All right?
Oh yes,
yeah, that's fine. It takes all kinds. Now, besides Mary, I'm guessing there are other people in the show.
Yes, there are.
All right, a couple of them at least.
A few talented people. One would be Mark Carter. Mark Carter plays a couple of roles. Oh, yes. He's old Jacob Marley, and he's also Christmas Future.
Okay.
Big Nazo, Christmas Future.
Now, Mark's done a couple other things at the courthouse, right, Lorraine?
Mark, he's actually a playwright. He actually just did a play called The Impaler's Progress at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, and it was directed by Bob Colonna from the Rhode Island Shakespeare Theater. It was about Vlad the Impaler. It was amazing. It was done in October, and
that wasn't what you would call a festive holiday treat, though.
No, it was not a festive holiday treat.
All right, a little bit different. But that was a play there, and other people involved in the show. We got Mark. We got Mary. Any other children involved?
Oh yes, there are children involved. There's probably around 14?
Wow,
14 children in the cast.
Okay, so big cast.
Yeah, it is a big cast. They play. It's kind of interesting how they do it. So the half would play one weekend, the other half another weekend.
I see. So they're not all tied up for all that time.
Yeah, right. And they're really great. They're fun. They're into it. They love the show. It's great to come out and see the children, how happy they are during the whole show.
Excellent. You know, no holiday time would be complete without one of my favorites, and that's Johnny Mathis singing a song that Mel Torme wrote, I believe, called The Christmas Song. So we'll listen to that. Some of you might know it as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92, although
been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
you have Johnny Mathis singing a Yuletide favorite, that's for sure. And now it's quiz time on Conducting Conversations for Mary and Lorraine. So you didn't know this was coming. This is what I call my surprise.
Uh-oh.
So I ask you a question. I mentioned that Andy Williams sang in a barbershop quartet when he got started. Can you name a couple other celebrities that went on to individual careers that started in a barbershop quartet? If you do, I have a special prize for you. Now, Lorraine has given me this horrified look, like I never even heard a barbershop quartet before. Mary, any shot at this?
All I can think of is Mike Maino.
Well, no, I'm not really a celebrity to start in a quartet. No, I'm talking, for example, there was a quartet called the Hoboken Four. You know who that might have been, the lead singer?
Frank Sinatra.
There you go. Frank Sinatra started in a barbershop quartet. Before we take our next break, we're going to play one other group that was a barbershop quartet that this man played an Indian on television back in the 60s on Daniel Boone, I think it was. And his name was Ed Ames.
Oh,
and
Ed Ames.
Yeah, and the Ames Brothers was a quartet, and we've got a tune coming up with them, so we'll go to break with that. And both of you failed miserably on the quiz, just so you know. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll forgive you, I guess, and we'll go to Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Ames Brothers, and then we'll be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa with the little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy Toot Toots and Rummy Tum Tums.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
And the curly head dolls that toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. So
you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm a-telling you why.
Santa will be beeping, the kiddies better be sleeping, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, kind of a holiday special with Courthouse Center for the Arts, and we're talking about A Christmas Carol that is playing there now, has been playing for a while, and will play through this week. So five more opportunities, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday and Saturday at 2 o'clock. There's matinees, so Saturday you get two shots at 2 o'clock and a 7 to see A Christmas Carol at Courthouse Center for the Arts on Route 138, right near the train station in West Kingston. So make sure you have a chance to complete your holiday by seeing that. It's a little bit different. I understand that it's directed and written, or put together, if you will, somehow, by Joe Wallace, correct?
Yes, Dr. Joe Wallace. Dr. Joe Wallace is a teacher at Cranston East High School. He teaches English and drama at Cranston East High School. He also owns a theater company that does summer stock of Shakespeare around the area called What Cheer Shakespeare. Yeah, he is a busy guy. He has done several plays at the courthouse. He was Oscar in The Odd Couple for us. I met him when he played Renfield in Dracula. He's a great writer and a great director, and he's a lot of fun.
And he's the one that kind of put this different version together, if you will.
Yes, yeah. I myself and him came up with the idea with using puppets, and then we thought of the big Nazo, and that's how it materialized.
Great. Now, were you, you were both probably out drinking when this came up?
We're always drinking at the courthouse.
Right. Mary, speaking about drinking.
yes, Mike.
We didn't talk about Bob Cratchit. There is a Cratchit, right?
There is Bob Cratchit, which is played by John Faola.
Okay.
Who's been in many, many productions
around
Rhode Island, played at Newport Playhouse. But he actually was at The Odd Couple also in the courthouse. But he's been in many, many, many productions around the area. And, of course, we have Mr. Scrooge. Mr. Scrooge is Tom Murray. Tom Murray. So, and he is really a very, very mean Mr. Scrooge. Soften up.
Well, it changes, right?
Yes,
that's the whole premise, that this is all going to work out in the end. All right. Well, speaking of all working out, let's see. We have a song that is another one we're going to go to before we wrap up here. That's another traditional holiday tune, and this one is a little bit more like the kind of music our listeners are used to hearing. We're going to go to Arthur Fiedler and playing White Christmas.
Oh, love it.
Thank you.
Fiedler, as usual. Beautiful, beautiful holiday music. And Mary, I want to thank you for coming in today and giving me a call and telling me about A Christmas Carol so we get this all set up. It was great to see you and have you here. And the fact that you're the star, the major star of the production. We were kind of kidding that during White Christmas. There are three other females that are involved, right?
Oh, yes. And first of all, thank you very much for having us here, Mike. And yeah, there are amazing stars. In fact, they're starrier than I am.
Starrier.
We have Melanie, who is very, very talented, and she plays a ghost of Christmas present, past. And amazing singer. We have Marin, who also is a Scrooge's niece, actually.
Okay.
She plays Fred. Fred is what we call a family name.
I see.
Yeah. Right. And also we have Deborah, who plays Mrs. Cratchit. Mrs. Cratchit works for Scrooge and a poor, tormented soul. And all three are excellent, excellent characters.
Well, there you go. So it sounds like a great cast. I wish you all the success in the last five opportunities you have to pull that off this week. And that, just to remind you, is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock matinees at Courthouse Center for the Arts. And that's on Route 138, right near the train station in West Kingston. And Lorraine, if people would like to buy tickets, they can do that by going to your website, which is
www.courthousearts.org, or they can also go to www.brownpapertickets.com.
Brownpapertickets.com.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. That's a new one for our audience, so I just want to make sure they got it. All right, and they could call you, right?
Yes, at 401-782-1018.
So 401-782-1018. And you can get tickets for Christmas Carol, a little bit different version, featuring the Big Nozzle puppets and Mary. I think that's the way it should be billed.
Oh, definitely.
Mary Prevere,
yes.
And the Big Nozzle puppets, or the Big Nozzle puppets featuring Mary Prevere.
No, Mary Prevere should be first.
Okay, all right.
Mary Prevere might be able to play Mrs. Scrooge next year instead of Mr. Scrooge.
Well, it's great to have you both here. It was great to listen to some classic holiday music. And remember, there are a lot of things coming up at Courthouse. You got James Montgomery coming in January, John Ford Coley, Melanie. So all kinds of big events coming to the Courthouse. Check the website and keep posted for what will be coming in next. Lorraine, thanks for coming in. Great to see you again.
Thank you.
And Mary, have a wonderful holiday season and continued success at Christmas Carol.
Oh, the same to you, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to go out with the sentiment that we all, I'm sure, would wish you, and that is we wish you a Merry Christmas, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Yeah. Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, pack your load down the road and come to Holiday Inn.
If the traffic noise affects you like a squeaky violin, kick your cares down the stairs, come to Holiday Inn.
If you can't find someone who will set your heart awhirl, take your car and motor to the home of boy meets girl.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamins.
Don't get worse.
Grab your nurse and come to Holiday Inn.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells are ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.